I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner with some tips on getting better photos with your digital camera. This subject is especially dear to me because the first article I ever sold to the Treasure magazines was called Photography and the Treasure Hunter. I picked that topic because I'd been a newspaper photographer and a wedding photographer, and I shot and edited all the photos in my articles. That photography article was printed in the November 1977 issue of Western and Eastern Treasures. As a side note, let me say that a month earlier, the October 1977 issue of Treasure Search magazine also carried an article I wrote, but that was actually the second article I sold. They bought it later, but printed it sooner. Anyway, my first thought was, hey, I can just read that article into my computer and save myself a lot of trouble writing a new show. After all, most of these podcasts take several hours to write. But I quickly saw that a lot has changed in 34 years. That's over a third of a century. Much of the information in that old photography article is now hopelessly outdated. You don't have to worry about what speed of film to use anymore. You don't have to decide whether you want to shoot slides or black and white film or color film. You don't have to mess with lens openings and shutter speeds and changing lenses and focusing carefully. Oh, you can do all those things if your camera is sophisticated enough, but 9 times out of 10 you'll get a great picture just using your automatic settings. Let's look at some of the points I made in that article 34 years ago that are still true. First, I have 3 tips I give to every amateur photographer, and they're still just as valid now as they were then. 1. Move closer. Most everybody shoots from too far away. Of course, zooming in gives you just about the same thing. 2. When shooting people, put their bellies in the center of the picture, not their heads. The head should be near the top, not in the center. Look through family albums and you'll see photo after photo with people's heads in the dead center of the picture, and the top third of the picture is empty, completely wasted. And 3, notice the background. If there's something in the background that detracts from your picture, move around to get it out of the picture. Now, having said that, let me also say that these problems are not as big now as they were with film cameras, because all of these problems can be fixed or at least improved by cropping the pictures and photoshopping out the bad background objects before you post them to an internet group or email them to your friends. 3 more quick subjects, motion placement, framing, and the rule of thirds. Whenever you take a picture of someone moving, they should be moving toward the center of the picture, not toward the edge. If they're moving to the right, they should be more on the left side of the picture, and vice versa. Framing means that you have some natural object providing a frame for your subject. In my original magazine article, I had a picture of my wife using a detector in a tot lot, and she was framed by a set of monkey bars. You can see that picture on the program notes page. As for the rule of thirds, if you draw an imaginary tic-tac-toe board over your picture, dividing your picture into 9 squares, the 4 points where the lines intersect are the most interesting points on the picture. If you have your main subject in one of those 4 locations, your picture will be more dynamic. Use your artistic intuition to determine which of the 4 points is the most appropriate for your subject. Finally, let me tell you about the main problem with digital cameras. Hard as it may be to believe, they take too many pictures. What, you say? Here's the deal. When I did wedding photography, I took 36 photos at each wedding. 30 of those were stock pictures. The church before the wedding, the bride with her bridesmaid, the groom with his best man, the bride formally posed, all the way through to the happy couple driving away. The same 30 pictures for each wedding. The other 6 were used for reshooting any of those stock pictures that I felt needed to be redone. Now, when you're limited to 30 pictures, you shoot very carefully. You take all the time you need to get each shot set up perfectly. You knew each picture was going to be printed directly into an 8x10, and you wanted to be sure that every picture was worth blowing up into an 8x10. But with digital cameras, you can shoot 1,000 pictures at a wedding. And that's the problem. You get lazy. You think, with this many shots, some of them will have to be good. Well, the odds are that the most important shots won't be too good. Quantity overruns quality. And your pictures suffer because you hurry, because you have tons of pictures to take. With 1 roll of film that held 12 shots, you had to be picky, and you got good pictures. With 1 HD card that will hold 1,000 pictures, you just shoot away and hope for the best. So, slow down. Put some time into your composition, and your pictures will soon be of magazine quality. Thanks for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.